The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, the 11th day of July, 2017. And Ron McDonald is in the wings. He will be joining us here in a few minutes. Yesterday, I ran a rerun of the July 3rd broadcast with him. His water main, I guess, broke at his house, so he had his hands full of mud, among other things. And yesterday, I was moving furniture in about 105-degree heat. When I was done, I couldn't even do a radio program. So if you guys recognize yesterday that was a repeat, well, with good reason, at any rate. Before I bring Ron on, I want to cover a couple of different issues here that have recently cropped up. Well, there's been more than that, but these are the two primary. And it's really upsetting. And if I was a paranoid person, I would probably say that this is constructed as a sophisticated hit, if you would. Now, these are both emails that were sent. And I won't read this guy's email address, but I'll just refer to him as Twinkle Toes. And the email that I got from this guy on the, I do believe that this was the 9th, gives me a YouTube address for G. Edward Griffin's The Capitalist Conspiracy, of which I saw many years ago. This is Twinkle Toes, shows how it is not the commies or the Jews. I agree with Griffin, and this is why I and many others are moving away from Patriot Radio. My response back to this individual was, I'm sorry, I believe you are wrong, so I guess you have to move on. And I figured, that's going to be it. No, I get another one. If you are interested in truth and are so sure you are correct, then get G. Edward Griffin on for a debate once and for all. It would be great radio and a real intellectual coup for you to beat up a man like Griffin. Looking forward to it, but do not think you will do it. Prove me wrong. Wow. So this is my final response to him yesterday, which he didn't respond. Do you know Ed? I do. I've spent many hours talking with him. I know the presentation he gave. That was almost 50 years ago. Time has given us more clues to the issue. Why would I want to debate him? I know what I know, and I've spent years arriving at my conclusions. You seem to have a problem, and I don't know what that is. I am comfortable in my skin, and my position. Go someplace else to be more comfortable. The world is what it is. You do not agree with me? Fine. Move on, please. Now, he chose not to respond to that. And then I get another email. And somebody made this aware. This email was sent to them, and they forwarded it on to me, and I'm most appreciative of that. And I will not use the guy's name because it involves a friend. But this email was sent that says someone needs to have this conversation with Stadtmiller, even if it pisses him off. I've tried to introduce a remedy to this problem via the back door, which was the point of my recent email to Herzog Business Opportunity, which got no response back. I talked to Michael. He didn't even receive it. RBN will continue to float and struggle as it continues to promote garbage nonsense. Garbage nonsense is in abundance, and you don't have to listen to a radio show to get it, much less pay for it or advertise on it. I am listening to Stadtmiller's show today, which is a rebroadcast from July 3. Ron McDonald just claimed that there are statutory rights which came about under the Constitution replacing our innate, unalienable rights of the Declaration. Ron McDonald is a simpering yes man who has no idea about this country's founding. There are no statutory rights in the Constitution, and the government only corrupted rights by fabricating civil rights. Pseudo-rights recognized for collectives or groups of people, which turns real rights on their head. True rights are recognized specifically to preclude government action and not to invite its policing and its dictation. I think that's supposed to be dictatorship, but dictation is when a secretary copies, you know, understand. We have no Second Amendment right. Government is prohibited from infringing upon the right to keep and bear arms in any fashion. The Second Amendment only phrases that limitation in terms of the federal government because the Constitution was implemented to constitute that federal government. The federal government is not incorporated, which would gain no power or immunity by being such a corporation. We are not exclusively under maritime law or commercial law, but rather they are only aspects of law that may, but unlikely, have a bearing on the case which might have before a court. The common law is not a founding principle of this country, but rather in the courts, British, themselves declaring what the law shall be, and it is what we inherited from Britain and has only been applicable when we have no relevant law to apply to the conditions before the court, contrary to what people like Eric, the Screamer, says, who seems to be Herzog's go-to fill-in host, that common law does not indicate anywhere that if there is no victim, there is no crime, but rather indicates quite the opposite and does do over centuries. Federal citizens of the United States was not created by the 14th Amendment, and that quality of that membership in the society is what we all should ideally be fighting for in any desire to restore the republic. The problem is not the Jews, and neither the Kabbalah nor any Judaic principle directs those people to control societies for any nefarious purpose. The idea of corporations being legally considered persons, a legal fiction, does nothing to reduce the quality or status of real flesh and blood persons, and in fact the court's decision in Citizens United was correct and positive for individuals wanting to join together to air political facts in the lead up to a period of an election. The last time I saw people believe that a dictionary served as some sort of Rosetta Stone to illuminate history and reality was in the fifth grade. At that grade, I remember I thought to myself I would have to memorize a dictionary in order to become competent in society. However, my greater understanding allowed me to move beyond that belief. People do not want to listen to broadcasts that are merely preaching nonsense to a grossly ignorant choir, much less pay for the pleasure. But they would want to hear discussion of these issues and others in an open and intelligent manner. My idea for Herzog was to have one of his programs, perhaps Fridays, set aside to have a roundtable discussion involving the principles of this country and or the current issues of the day. By this, if handled properly, it might actually give RBN listeners something valid to learn from, at least some contradicting positions that lead them to actually consider and think. All of these issues work to continually make the appeal of RBN's broadcast to be smaller and smaller groups, always appealing to the lowest common denominator, thereby prohibiting RBN's audience from growing and the station being more viable. Right now, RBN's contribution is not to produce a more informed audience, unlike what Michael Rivero says in his commercial promoting contributions, but rather it is sowing a cancer of ignorance, which is precisely the very same ignorance that got us into the position, in this position, in the first place. I have asked this individual to stay the hell away from me and this network. I've done this through a friend at least a half a dozen times, and I'm not going to be subject to this. If this guy is so smart, I hear there's a network across town. Well, it's up in Minnesota. You can go join them. And I see this as an insult to not just myself, to this network and the host on this network as well. Well, do we have that simpering yes man?
Yes, you do. I'm right here crying out loud.
Do you believe this stuff?
You know, he's partially right in a degree, in one focus, I believe. But when he said that they were not statutes, and that it was convoluted, and the corporation, it's part of the corporation. Well, if it wasn't a statute, why would the act be called the Civil Rights Act of 1866, 14 statute at large, 27 through 30? That in itself says it's a statute, and civil rights are statutory. They can be changed. They can't be repealed or eliminated altogether, basically. But it goes further. You know, what he doesn't bring out is how did we get to being under Civil Rights Act versus inalienable rights? Now, when the country was first enacted back in 1833, there was a case called Barron versus Baltimore. And I'm going to read about that case. And it was about a man suing on a dock and sand coming in and covering his dock. And he sued under the Fifth Amendment. And this was the court's decision. The court announced its decision in this case without even hearing the argument of the city of Baltimore. Writing for the unanimous court, Chief Justice Marshall found that the limitations on government articulated in the Fifth Amendment were specifically intended to limit the powers of the national government. Citing intent of the framers and the development of the Bill of Rights as an exclusive check on government in Washington, D.C. So therefore, right there, it says we're not party to that instrument called the Constitution of the United States. But further, we have the Paterford case. Let me pull that up. Let's see here. Move your Okay. But the Paterford case says we don't have a right to sue the government for breach of contract because we were never made party to the Constitution. I seem to have lost the case. I can get it up in a... Oh, here it is. I'll read exactly what it says there so the listeners can see whether we started out as being citizens of the United States or have we been roped into it. And here's what it says. No private person has a right to complain by suit in the court on the grounds of a breach of the United States Constitution. For, though the Constitution is a compact, he is not a party to it. We were never parties to the United States Constitution. It was created in secret. It wasn't open to the public. Even Patrick Henry says, how dare you use the term or phraseology, we the people. They had no involvement in this. So, and then we have another case. Yeah, let's see. The Paterford case.
And while you're looking that up, I always understood this is the Constitution wasn't written for we, the people, because we already had these God-given unalienable rights, that this was simply written down as a checklist and a do not color outside the lines in the comic book, okay, or the coloring book. This was written for the government, not for the people.
That's correct. It was to keep the states and the government in a compact. And it wasn't basically a national government at that point. It was just a compact. The compact doesn't change into a nation. Can you ever see in logic where a compact, an agreement among states, turns into a nation? It's just not there. It's a compact. It's an agreement. So here's the other thing that I wanted to get, because it's very important and tells who we are today and why those civil rights actually apply to us now. The ultimate ownership of all property is in the state. Individual so-called ownership is only by virtue of government. Example, law, amounting to mere user. We are mere users. And use must be in accordance with the law and subordinate to the necessities of the state. That's where we fall, and that's our status. It's not a status of a free citizen. It's a status of bondage. We only get the use of things. And that's Senate Document Number 43, Senate Resolution Number 62, page 9, paragraph 2. And it was done in April 17th, 1933, right around the time we got rid of the money. So who are we? Do we have we get our rights by going through the 14th Amendment. That says first you must be a 14th Amendment citizen to get the right under the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, all the way to the 8th Amendment. Otherwise, you can't get to them.
Well, I'm sorry. The 14th Amendment wasn't around at the founding and the adoption of the Constitution in this country. That was only after the Civil War, and that was the war against the states. It's my understanding that this was a coup and this was a wet dream for the Federalists to centralize power in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right on point. How do we go from we're not party to the Constitution, not citizens of the United States, the Bill of Rights do not apply to us, there are actually restraints against the United States government from ever penetrating on any of those things, to now we're citizens of the United States under the 14th Amendment, and we now have a statutory right under the Civil Rights Act? Well, the Civil Rights Act was for slaves. So I guess we're slaves.
Well, and on the issue here of G. Edward Griffin's capitalist conspiracy, you know, this whole idea, and I've been harping on this for the last couple of weeks, and I've told people that, you know what, I see the direction of alternative media, and evidently individuals like this would like us to go in that same direction. But I remember the capitalist conspiracy, and I remember the G. Edward Griffin saying that, well, it's not communism. Well, excuse me. Let me digress. The ones that started the capitalism in the first place is, guess what? You know, we're not talking about business. We're not talking about business to business or business across state lines or across country barriers. We're not talking about that. What this is about is those that created the system of money. Now, Ron, you and I are both been in lockstep with this. We have not argued or quibbled about the points that, you know, I know who started the World Middleman International Banking Cartel and what they're all about the creation of money and loaning it at interest, where banks, it was pretty much understood in this country that banks were a place to clear checks, to do certain amount of business, but they weren't in the business necessarily of loaning money that was derived from nothing.
Yeah.
And given that, banks now, this is why we call it the fractionalized reserve banking system, and everybody's been, you ignorant people out there listening to me today, I've led you so far astray. That, you know, it's incorrect that you deposit $100 in the bank and the bank examiner or the people that do the books go, oh, we got a deposit. And by law, it allows us to loan out 9 times the amount of deposit. Where did they get the money? How can they claim that they now have $900 in the bank reserve when only $100 was deposited? Simply because when you go into a bank to make a car loan, a mortgage loan, or whatever the case may be, you create the line of credit by your own signature. You're making that quote-unquote money by your signature on a contract and a promise to repay by terms of that contract. Are we all here on the same page? Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, you busted,
okay. Yeah,
well, let me say one other thing about the author of that. He's not totally wrong. I'm not going to say he's totally wrong, because the United States was a corporation when first created. But what about the mission statement? If you know anything about corporations, they have to have a mission statement. Do you think the directive of the mission statement has changed completely in the United States as a corporation? And also in concerning the additions to the Constitution and the people, if we're the 14th Amendment citizen, corporations own everything they create. Is not the 14th Amendment a creation of the corporation?
You know, I was requested to have this guy on the air. Well, get him on the air. No, I am not going to do that. This person, and I think his last name must be Stein. I don't know. This person has gone after people like Clint Richardson and Corporation Nation. And when I said gone after me, well, you know, you should be open for ridicule. You know, this is how you fact find. No. You know, that sounds perfectly logical. That sounds just perfectly, and any answer to that sounds ridiculous. You know, Ron, I'm going to ask you, I've met your wife. When exactly did you stop abusing and beating her? You know?
Well, I haven't.
Well.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, God. I just don't know. I just, honest to God, I just don't get it. People try to pick fly crap out of your sugar bowl. And I understand the tendency to want to do this, but that's all that this guy has ever been about, is corrective, corrective, corrective. No, that's incorrect. No, you're either not understanding the concept, or, you know, here's the suggestion that I have. Well, this person just wants to help you and the listeners. You know how you can help me the best? Go over to GCN. I hear they have some openings. If you're that smart and you want to be in and you want to project your opinions, do your own radio show. But you're not doing it here. Well, and excuse me, I don't want your help. And if we find, and I've said this repeatedly, if we found we find something in error, we correct it. But this seems to me, it smacks of a tendency to just want to bring into question everything and debate it to no end. You know, I have no desire to debate anybody whether water is wet or the sun rises in the east or sets in the west. It sounds so appealing. Well, yes, well, that will solidify your argument. Really? Let's see what the mainstream media is doing right now. Do you think this is clarifying anything in politics today? Or do you see an agenda afoot? You know, I swear to you, and now today it's, well, Donald Trump Jr., he's tweeting, and, oh, there was collusion in Russia. It was over an adopted baby? Oh, but he made contact. And that should certainly, at the very worst, it might be treasonous. At the very least, that's not acceptable. What, I want to climb in the cesspool to have unnecessary debates with whom and for what purpose?
You know, John, you have to see what the bottom line is with this guy, and he wants to destroy the radio show.
Well,
the radio network.
Yeah, but see how clever this is. That he just wants to debate to set the record straight according to his understanding. What happens when you take a rotten apple and you throw it in a barrel of good apples? Does that rotten apple just go away and disintegrate? Or does it rot the rest of the apples in the barrel? I think that's one of those rhetorical questions. At any rate, those that want to help can't see things the way they really are. And they just have their opinion, and they just need to do it because, well, it's the right thing to do. I love these sanctimonious prove-me-wrong arguments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite.
Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
I've been the one to the other extreme. Michael Herzog, are you online? There he is. Okay. Michael, you there?
I'm here, John. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. Two things. Number one, call me at break. Very important. And secondly, I just called the Eugene County Courthouse in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom LaCanvera has pled guilty at 9 o'clock this morning to one count of felony possession of a firearm. That holds a sentence mandatory 1 year all the way up to 10 years, and he's to be sentenced October 18th at 9:30 a.m.
Wow. Well.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Well, maybe not so good after hearing that news. Jeez.
Well, I told the audience I wanted to make sure I got it into your show. I was going to mention it tonight, but I wanted to let as many RBN listeners know as I could.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I've got. All sad right. News, but okay.
Yeah.
Right,
well, and I guess we don't have to reserve the time slot for Tom.
Nope. It looks like. It could be on the positive side, a mandatory year sentence could be out in 6 months with good time. It could be that they've made a deal and it's time served when he pleads, you know, but I don't know. I just don't trust the system regarding that. Mm-hmm. That would be the ultimate good outcome of it. Why they're waiting 3 months to sentence him is another question I really have in my mind, because usually it doesn't take that long.
Generally not.
Right.
But we've seen everything, even connected with Mal here or the Bundys, Clive and Bundy. I don't care what it is. You know, the only thing positive that we have seen come out of this, that supposedly the FBI is looking into their own for making false statements in regards to the murder of Lavoie Finnegan.
Right.
And I think them putting out that video, that shocked everybody. When the FBI released their aerial surveillance tape, there's an old maxim in politics. If you know something's explosive, own it. Get out in front of it. You control the narrative, and you do the deflecting. That's the only thing that came to mind when I saw that FBI release of that video.
Good point, John.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to let you go. Call me at break.
Okay, yeah. Will do.
Thanks.
All right. So, you know, I tried to keep this guy centered around here. Got him a place to live. You know, it wasn't grandiose. It was a 32-foot trailer that didn't quite have that Star Wars lived-in look, but the rent was cheap, and it was serviceable, and it was in pretty good shape. Just because it was 12, 14 years old doesn't necessarily make it a bad place. And I tried to get him centered, to get him his juices flowing again and get into a groove doing a radio program. He had so many problems because he was all over the country. And sometimes he would have to do a program from a car on a telephone. And I wanted to see those days end. But he saw fit to skedaddle and go to other parts of the country. And there he is. If he would have stayed here locally, he would not be in a federal jail right now. He was just out there in the wind, and they scarfed him up with a butterfly net. I'm not inferring that he was a loony. I'm just saying that when you're out there, unprotected, operating mono, you know, just by yourself, that you have, you don't have the ability to call on some friends for needed help. So hopefully, I mean, if he thinks copping a deal is the right thing, well, his contention was that he was not a felon in possession of a firearm, that he was in the general vicinity of a firearm. Well, now here was full of them. I mean, what did you want to charge him with? 9,000 counts of felon in possession. He didn't possess any firearms at all. He did not have them on his person. And he was moving about with people that had firearms. So the government's got its case, threw enough crappy diapers up against the wall and made one stick. Or at least Ron got him to a point that weakened him and they convinced him to take the deal. But you know what? Any promises made by a prosecutor, you know, none of that stuff is ever in writing. You go before the court, they can change anything they want. As long as they've got you in that bar, they can do or say anything that they want to. Any promises that are made, that just goes out the window. It's the federal prosecutor, it's the federal judge, and it's the defendant, and that's it. So.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always an imbalance here. You're a defendant up against the most wealthiest prosecutor in the whole world. He can use all the funds he wants, and he uses fear tactics to basically subdue you.
Well, and of course they don't intimidate. Of course they don't lock you in solitary confinement. They deprive you of any outside contact. You are there repeatedly under assault, whether it be physical or mental. You're a prisoner, and you can't go anywhere. And I've heard the reports of what they were doing to Tom Lacovara. They were working on him real, real hard. So God knows what has taken place. I wasn't in that jail cell with him.
Yeah.
Anyhow. All right. Ron, by the way, this person called twice that he wanted to get on the air and he wanted to debate.
Who? Who did he want to debate?
I don't know. What did he say his name was, Mike, when he called in? Thomas J. McCann. You sure it's not McCannstein? Well, like I said, you know, if you think that you're all of that, I'm not going to sow dissension among our own ranks here. I've seen this many different times take many different forms. And if he is all of that, I would invite him, would you like Ted Anderson's private cell phone number? You can go do a program on GCN. You can go join the rest of the group if you so desire. You know, and I find this rather odd because, Ron, for the last couple of weeks, you know, I have been going over this in my own mind, and I've been saying this on the air, that we've sniffed out the problem. You know, I wanted to say about the capitalist conspiracy that the bankers are the ones that became the capitalists, that fed the corporations, that fed the businesses, gave us the money and which we had no other alternative to deal with except their interest-laden crap. I do believe you wrote a book on it, Ron.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this, and throughout the years, you had people that wanted to upset the apple cart. We called it the New World Order. There were people with an agenda that wanted to wear down and break the sovereignty barriers down, wanted to be able just to do business transnationally, worldwide, and it was innocuous, and that's all that it's about. It's just about doing business. And then we saw groups crop up like the CFR. The CFR was the direct reflection of the Round Table in England, and it included newspaper, and included television, networks, anchors, news anchors. It involved corporate business people. It involved a lot of different people in this Council on Foreign Relations. And I'm sorry, wasn't that done by Mr. Rockefeller himself? And of course, we had the Bilderberg group that cropped up. We've had all these groups trying to seduce us and to get us into this globalist agenda, of which steadfastly, by and large, coming from different political aspects in this country and factions, if you will, that they have not gotten a hold of us. We've got a president now that said, look, we're backing out of this this Paris Accord, you know, on climate change. He's been doing many other things that have been backing us out of these treaties, these agreements that aren't good for the American people. And I'm still astounded to this day that we're still talking about the Affordable Care Act and why the Republicans are just adamant without getting this thing done. Now, Ron, I said this a long time ago. You know, there's strategies in politics, delay tactics that you can use. Hopefully, the people wear themselves thin trying to get stuff passed. We've had every idea from a single payer, meaning that was the government in charge of paying on the accounts. We have seen what the Affordable Care Act under Obama has done, and there is no cure here. Now you have the meek and little-minded people out there saying that, oh, no, this is going to be about lowering premiums. Look, you want to lower premiums, you make it a competitive marketplace again. That's how you reduce the cost. Could you imagine, Ron, if we had one car manufacturer in this country? And then preclude any imports from coming in to compete against that person or that individual or that entity or that corporation that produces, you know, cars. You know, Henry Ford said one time, you know, people inquired, well, sir, you know, why are all, you know, don't we get a choice of different guys? He said, you can order your Model T with any request of color that you want, as long as it's black. But there wasn't Chrysler there. There wasn't General Motors there. There weren't other car companies competing against Henry. And if they really wanted a colored car, they could go elsewhere to buy one. until Henry Ford decided, hey, it's time we give the public a choice. He was more interested in nailing down the production methods, giving a good quality car at a low price. And he wasn't interested in doing different paint schemes and colors, because in the manufacturing business, and I used to work for the car companies, that just adds another layer of stuff that he wasn't really interested in doing. He was just interested in doing a basic, spit it out at the cheapest cost as we could, and colors I'm not concerned about. More concerned about a cheap, reliable car that the public can buy. You wanted something else, go buy it.
I have to say, we do have an entity that does everything and no competition. No competition against it. It's called the Federal Reserve. It puts out its product and you're forced to use it.
Well, and a lot of people are into the cryptocurrencies. And I'll tell you what, I tried Carrot Bars, at least offered you something, a little bit of gold for your money. A lot of people didn't like that idea. And I do not trust the cryptocurrencies, but I do know this much, and there are many people that, well, depending on which side of the fence you're on, gold and silver is just going to absolutely collapse. When the economy's collapsed, gold and silver is going to go with it because it's just a commodity. Almost words that you would find out of, Federal Reserve president, maybe?
Yeah.
and I know exactly what's going to happen when the economy collapses. Gold and silver is going to shoot through the roof. And it's done so many different times throughout recorded history. Because at one point in time, people decided that, wait a minute, something that's malleable, something that can be stamped out and of value, well, silver, that's malleable. That's pretty easy to coin. And years later, what did they do? Well, they did exactly that. You know, have you ever stopped to think why these coins that are produced by the government, it's an alloy, really. 90%, a lot of it was 90% silver, but they put an alloy in there for durability. But they added it to the existing coin, so you actually got an ounce of silver. It weighed more than an ounce. They were weighing the actual silver, but they added the alloys in there for permeability, if you will, or longevity of the coin. So, you know, they figured out that gold and silver, that was, you know, that wasn't like sands on the beach. You just couldn't go scoop up a bunch of it and say, here's my money.
Yeah, you know, there's some great qualities about it, too. Gold and silver coins, they can't be counterfeited. You could pretty much tell if it's a counterfeit coin.
And that is, you know, can we do that with a dollar bill? Is there any kind of acid test that we can do with a dollar bill to determine its true value? Oh, God. I am in thorough amazement. I see people now just bypassing all the pertinent and core issues and then trying to pick fly crap out of the sugar bowl because that's all they are concerned about. I'm rather fascinated about this. And seeing who's coming forth here, trying to stir the pot, trying to cause dissension, you know, I mean, does anybody put a gun to your head, Ron? Does anybody force you to do this program? Is there something you owe me for that, you know, there was an under-table deal done that somehow I blackmailed you or I got the goods on you?
No, not at all.
See? Yeah.
I wish there were, then I would understand. No, but no, there is no. The incentive is to, first of all, I love your show. I think there are many people out there that need information and don't know where to turn, and this is the basis of the network, is to give out that information, factual information. And if you're wrong, you do say, I'm wrong. You know, we ran a story, and it's not what it seemed to be. No, this is something I support.
Well, and it's rather fascinating to me that I've seen this repeated in the past, that under the guise of I just want to improve the product, I just want to make sure that all the information is correct, and the only thing that they do is sow seeds of contention and doubt. And I think the people that listen to this network are tired of dissension. I think they're tired of disunity. They're tired of the chaos. They're tired of it all. I mean, Hey, what are we, the new Statue of Liberty here? Give us your poor, your hungry, your, you know, that's America today. And I'm going to get into that in the next hour. By the way, you haven't asked the question here.
All right. Okay.
See you, Julie. Julie's got to do jury duty for the next couple of days, so anybody calling in for Julie, don't call her cell because she won't be answering. She's got jury duty, of which she takes very seriously, by the way, and we all should. Could you imagine a sovereign citizen being in a jury pool? Oh, the cancer of it all. All right, let's take the break. Come back here in a couple of minutes.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know, the considerations, Ron, that how we got here and the, a lot of the machinations that got us here. You know, you deal with issues in the court. What do you think that would happen if you went in front of a judge and say, Your Honor, I am here to answer this and I'm going to stand on my constitutional rights? How's that going to go over with the administrative judge?
Well, as soon as you say constitutional rights, he knows he has you.
Okay, what if I walk in and say, Your Honor, there was at one time what everybody considered to be common law. In other words, if there was no harm, there was no foul, and nobody could bring suit against you, or the state couldn't go after you.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with a judge and you're dealing with a prosecutor, one of the best things to do is to request the injured party. Because if you bring, for example, let's say you did something wrong in your county and you gathered up several names. No, I've not been injured with the signatures. And collect as many names as you can. Go in with that and then ask the prosecuting attorney. I've tried to find the injured party. I can't. Can you show me who the injured party is?
Because I just spoke to an individual that went through that very same song and dance. Mm-hmm. And ask the judge who from the state here, if the state has been damaged, where's the state? How does the state come into this courtroom and present evidence against me? You know, he was basically saying, "Where's the injured party? And who's the spokesperson for the state?" Well, the judge told him, "Well, it's me, and it's his prosecutor." And it's the police officer that gave you a traffic ticket. That is the mouthpiece of the state.
Yeah, but see, those are artificial persons. They're fictions of law. The position, such as governor, lieutenant governor, these are all fictions of law. And when a citizen moves into those, they become a fiction of law using the fiction such as sovereign power and things of that nature. They cannot attain an injury.
But the state would have you believe that they are the injured party.
Well, they can't. I mean, how does a fiction attain an injury? That's the point.
Well, and, Ron, I've seen this. You know, what did the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 do?
It basically destroyed this country, made a fourth branch of government with centralized powers. All three powers in one agency. Destructive.
But this was supposedly under the guise of commerce. You know, we had the UCC. They come out with the Uniform Commercial Codes. You know, I would like to see a test of these codes and these statutory understandings. I would like to see this and how far afield that this is run from the Constitution and what it actually cuts you out of.
Well, you know, the president actually did a study on that, on the administrative procedures and the regulatory law, things of that nature. And I'll wait till we come back.
Well, we've got about 40 seconds here. I've got one caller here, Frank in New Hampshire. You got to hang on here a second, Frank. We'll take the top of the hour break. By the way, drum roll here, Ron McDonald, the pledge drive.
Yes.
We've targeted $34,000, and so far we've got $28,000, so that leaves us $6,000 short of our goal that we tried to obtain in 30 days starting on May 1. And we're heading into the middle of July here. There's only a couple more weeks left in July. So we've got $6,000 yet to raise, and we were planning on having that done by the first month. So we're $6,000 short, folks, of our goal. $6,000 in the home stretch. Let's get across the finish line.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.